Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
It's time for quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. The tournament's in full swing, and the action hasn't disappointed. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Pick any college basketball team that's still in the hunt for your shot at winning $100, and all it takes is a $1 bet and that team winning their next game. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100. If the college basketball team of your choosing pulls off the win, that's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, and I have our very special guest in, Mr. Jeff Brown, who I'm sure is undefeated in his tournament bracket. Am I right, Jeff?
I'm not much of a gambler, Jim, but I can tell you, if you choose with DraftKings a team that's not in the tournament, you're virtually certain to lose. Okay, that's the one I can tell you. Yeah. That's not the tip of the day.
Virtually certain. Not 100%, but virtually.
My tip of the day, yes.
All right. Hey, before we get started with Jeff, just want to announce our winner from the Ask Greg segment. Best question was Steve from Potomac, Maryland. Steve, I'll be getting a hold of you for your prize. Jeff, I bring you in here as always. We're going to talk some Penn State basketball. Anything been going on? Anything been going on with the team in the last couple weeks?
How wild has this been? Even before all this happened, I got to tell you, I was really, really angry that they didn't get an NIT bid, because I was sitting there thinking and watching the show and all that, and I'm thinking, they're not a top seed, but I'm looking at the 13s and the 14s and the 15s, and I'm like, you can't tell me they're better than Penn State. Maybe their record, but Penn State had the toughest record in the nation, or toughest schedule in the nation. And I was getting a little irritated about that, but it's the NCAAs. Okay, if they don't do that, they'll just tear through the NIT. And then no NIT, and I was ready to launch an investigation, for crying out loud. And then they turn around and hire Micah Shrewsbury, and it was painfully apparent that they weren't going to accept an NIT bid because they didn't want to string things out any longer than they had to. And they didn't want to go on a 2 or 3 week run in the NIT. So I guess not being in the tournament, not being in the NIT, but ending up with Micah Shrewsbury, yeah, I'll take it.
And let's hit on that. You've told me previously you're happy with this coaching selection. What impresses you about Micah Shrewsbury?
Oh, extremely. First of all, there were a lot of good schools that were going to go after him when the season was over. Penn State in the past, especially Penn State basketball, has always been criticized about, they took the easy way out, or they hired from within, or they found somebody to do it on the cheap, and yada, yada, yada. And we don't know how much he's making, but I guarantee you, he's making a pretty healthy salary, because he walked away from a whole lot of money from a whole lot of other schools to come to Penn State. Plus, his record is impeccable. I mean, the 2 years with Purdue aside, look what he did at Butler. Two Final Four appearances at Butler. He goes on and he's with the Celtics for another 6 years. During his time with the Celtics as quote-unquote offensive coordinator, they lead the NBA in scoring. So you got a guy who's coming in who obviously knows how to coach the game. He's got a tremendous personality. Everybody loves him as soon as they meet him. And he can relate to these kids on both a college and a professional level. Here's a guy who was in the NBA coaching for, 6 years, something like that. He can talk to these guys. And he's got some legit credibility when he's out recruiting and things like that. And I hope I'm not wearing my blue and white colored glasses when I say I think he's going to be able to pull a couple of these guys out of the portal and get them back on the team.
Well, let's talk about that, Jeff. Obviously, the large group, pretty much the entire starting, if not starting five, but starting rotation, six of the eight-man rotation have all entered the transfer portal at Penn State. We don't need to rehash why, all of the issues prior with Pat Chambers. They weren't happy with that. So that becomes the case. He's got to re-recruit them. Do you think the players are open for that re-recruitment to come back?
I don't know. I don't have personal knowledge of how they feel about that. Everything's been pretty zipped up on that. But what I have heard is certainly at this time last year, or a little bit later on, when Pat was fired, and they didn't get any word of it. In fact, they were told the same day that he was fine, that nothing was going to happen, and then all of a sudden later in the day he's fired, or resigned, or whatever we're saying. They're very, very angry. And the fact that they still, to this day, don't have an explanation, I can see them saying, you know what, why am I coming back to this university when they don't care about us? You know, they didn't even care to tell us. But I also have watched these guys play, and as tight a brotherhood as they have put together, and they are extraordinarily tight. Maybe he gets one, and says, look, here's how I'm going to play. And I think specifically of Isaiah Brockington or Myron Jones. I mean, his offense is geared to them being stars. And maybe he talks to them and he says, here's what's going on. Please reconsider. I know how you feel about the university, but think of the great things we can do. And I think if one goes, then maybe you're going to start seeing some dominoes fall. And the fact that Miles Dredd hasn't gone. It's interesting for speculation purposes, but even if they don't, as I've been trying to remind people all the time, that portal goes both ways. And so if they would lose those guys, and the interesting stat that I heard was they are returning 17.2 points per game next season for the guys coming back. 17 points a game if none of them come back. But there are, especially with the COVID situation and the seniors going to be able to play another year, there's going to be a lot of talent out there looking for a place to play. And we just heard about Jameel Brown, who was a Purdue recruit, loves Micah Shrewsbury, and has already rescinded his agreement with Purdue. Does he come here? Whew. Let's hope. He comes here. His best friend is that Lively kid who he played with in Philly, who's 7'2". So do the two best friends want to play basketball together? And then you've got some other guys who are looking for opportunities to go through the portal. They could, theoretically, end up with a better team.
The thing of it, too, is, well, those players, if correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Jameel Brown is a 2022 class, which means it wouldn't be to the following season. Short term with this year, the fact that it's Shrewsbury's first season, if things don't go well in bringing back the Penn State transfers, if it's a lost season, it's probably not a big deal in the long run for Shrewsbury's career here. It's that toss-away year. But with that said, that transfer portal, it works both ways. There are other teams going through, if not the same, but similar. I believe Nebraska is, Minnesota is, and some other schools, they're losing a lot of people to the transfer portal. In other words, there's a lot of free agents out there to bring in, isn't there?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's once it all kicks in after the tournament and that, it's going to be a lot of fun for some teams, maybe not fun for other teams, but it's going to be a lot of fun for teams to go, oh my God, we got this person, or look who's showing up now, or whatever it happens to be. It's going to be a very exciting time.
And at the very least, Coach Shrewsbury could promise a lot of playing time, can't he?
Absolutely. I mean, but seriously, I mean, you've got juniors and seniors who may be good, but they couldn't crack the lineup, or they're not dissatisfied with their minutes or whatever. All of a sudden, they're specifically looking for a situation like Penn State. Penn State now has become a really good option because, well, if they're, let's call them the starting seven, if the starting seven is gone, there's a whole lot of playing time waiting for me. And Penn State doesn't have to take the bottom of the barrel. They're going to get some people who are interested.
It would definitely seem to be the case. Now, there was one other piece of news with the team, and that was that Shrewsbury added his first assistant coach, a guy by the name of Adam Fisher, who has he's a Penn State guy, Penn State background, but he was an assistant at Miami. It's a good sign, isn't it, that you're able to take a guy from an established program like Miami you know, it wasn't necessarily a promotion to a head coach position, but from an assistant to an assistant,
right.
And you were able to bring him in.
Well, they made him associate head coach, so I guess that makes him a little more important than he was in Miami. But I don't know him very well, but I do remember seeing him on the floor past first couple of years. I know he was just so well loved by the players. And Micah Shrewsbury, like I said before, he's got a tremendous reputation among college basketball coaches. So, you know, for him to reach out, then obviously that's who he wanted. And because I think he could have the pick of a lot of assistants that he wanted, and he called him a perfect fit. So, again, reason to be optimistic.
Well, the other part to this is he has also, meaning Fisher, been able to recruit in the Pennsylvania area. Not only has a Penn State background, but also a Villanova background.
Yes.
So I would think that ability to recruit Philadelphia is part of his resume.
Well, everybody got upset, you know, and throwing their arms out. Oh, he's going to lose the Philly pipeline. He's going to blah, 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 blah. First of all, a guy like Micah Shrewsbury, he's got his own pipelines, okay? It would be nice to bring in Philly talent, but he's got his own pipelines. But second of all, you know, again, his personality and the situation, you know, it's not like Philadelphia said, don't ever come here again, we don't even want to see your face. We didn't have a pipeline before Patrick, you know, basically. So, yeah, Fisher will help out tremendously in the Philadelphia area, but anybody who thinks that just because he doesn't have tight relationships with the coaches in Philadelphia, who cares? You know, those can be built, for crying out loud.
Other schools have been recruiting Philadelphia, not just Penn State, so other folks
exactly.
Could do it. Unfortunately, that is going to have to be it for this segment and this edition of the show, Jeff. Thank you for being on, and thank you all for listening, and join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
The tournament is in full swing, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.